CliffCentral.com.
All right, welcome to a brand new show here at CliffCentral.com. Of course, as you know by now, this is the home of information, of education, of entertainment, unscripted. It's real, it's raw, and it's happening right here, right now. My name is Lebang Khosana, and I am overly excited to introduce you to something that we're doing for the very first time here at CliffCentral.com. We are bringing you into a world that not many people experience, but those who do are living real lives. And it's something that really, really matters to us here at Cliff Central. And that's why we thought, you know what, the right thing to do is to bring it closer to home and really chat to those who, for them, it's their real lives. It's, you know, it's something that some of us are only, we only see it from the outside, but it's important for us to get an understanding of all sorts of walks of life, of all sorts of different ways and lived experiences of our fellow brothers and sisters. So welcome to the first episode of Beyond the Barriers. Now, this is a show that is going to really bring you insight into how other people are living, how our fellow brothers and sisters are going about their daily lives in ways that some of us truly do take for granted. And that on its own, it's really not fair. So we're better than to bring forward some of our guests, of course, right here on CliffCentral.com. And our very first guest on the show, Beyond the Barriers, is a lovely young lady who has been so raw with us. She's been so honest with us. She's really allowed us, you know, into her real life. And I'm very excited to introduce you today to Tracy Cohen. She's a young woman who was born with cerebral palsy. And we're going to call it CP just for the purpose of this conversation. Some people don't even know what cerebral palsy actually is. And I think why we want to have this conversation is truly to shed some light on what it is, what it feels like to go through life and just to go about daily experiences, you know, living with this condition. Tracy is brave. She's tenacious. You know, she's raised hundreds of thousands of rands for various charities through the sale of her book, Triumph. You know, a walk on the Sea Point Promenade, cycling as part of the Cape Town Cycle Tour, and various other self-driven fundraisers. I mean, that already tells you the kind of woman that she is. She's also a writer. She's curious about the world around her. She's passionate about spreading love and kindness to anyone who crosses her path. And today, she's taken the time out just to hang out with us, connect with us, and also, like I said, shed some light into what her daily life looks like. So first and foremost, Tracy, welcome to the brand new show that was actually all your idea. You know, we're very excited to have you on today. I think the first thing I want to ask is, what exactly is cerebral palsy? Just so we can unpack truly what the daily life looks like for you.
Hi, Lebang. Thanks so much for having me on the show. Cerebral palsy is basically a disconnect between your brain and the way it sends messages to other parts of your body. So the way it affects me is it affects my muscles, so I get involuntary spasms, my head shakes a bit, and like I have an involuntary tremor in my hands. So, yeah, it's, for me, it's more about, like, the way my muscles work.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like it's a lot to deal with, Tracy. It doesn't sound easy at all. And mainly from a physical perspective, that sounds like the most difficult aspect of cerebral palsy. Would you say that that is really the hardest part about it?
No, I would say the hardest part is, you know, obviously when people see me, they see the way I walk, the way I move my body. But to me, it's so much more than that. Mm. I can't hold my body like up straight. So I walk with a crouched gait, and that has an impact on my lung capacity. Mm. You know, basically the way like all my organs are situated in my body, and that has a knock-on effect on how, you know, all these organs function.
Sure.
So, like when I walk, I'm not actually getting enough oxygen into my body. So that reduces the amount, well, the distance that I'm able to walk without like running out of breath, which means I have to sit down. So like going to a shopping center is a nightmare for me, because getting from one shop to another requires so much thought and planning that, you know, I can't just say, oh, okay, I'll go to this shop and then I'll go get something from another shop. I have to actually plan like where these shops are all situated, so, you know, that I'm not walking like from one end of a shopping center to another.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it just sounds like the little things are that much more difficult. I mean, the mere fact that you have to plan which shop to go to, because obviously it can't be a long distance. All of that, you know, are things that are essentially out of your control. But Tracy, why specifically we wanted to speak to you was because you don't let that define you. You don't let that affect you. You know, you've got this fighting spirit about you, this energy that says, regardless of all the many things that I have to consider just to get about my daily life, you will not let that stop you from living such a full life. Where does that part come from? Where does that side of Tracy that says, no matter what, I'm going to get up and go, regardless, I'm going to live my life to the fullest and my life to the best, because that's the thing that I'm inspired by. And that's the thing that hearing you talk, I'm like, sure, this is the first time that you've, you know, just said to me that, you know, this is actually what it is. But in all of our chats before that, I promise you, I would have never guessed that these are some of the things that you're struggling with. So where does that fire inside of you come from?
Well, considering that I only started walking when I was around 7 or 8, and doctors doubted I would ever be able to walk. It just sort of happened after an operation that I started walking. Mm-hmm. I think, like, when someone says, I can't do something, I almost take that as like a challenge, like, you know, to prove them wrong and do everything that I can in my power to get that thing done. Mm. And I think also what I've learned in life is that no one's, you know, going to save me, or if I act like a victim, it's not going to get me anywhere. So I think, you know, that responsibility lies within me. If I want to go to the movies, I will go.
Yeah. No, I think that's such an important characteristic to have, Tracy. It's, you know, it will set you apart from so many other people, and even people that aren't suffering from CP who, you know, have other conditions. They aren't as, you know, go-gettery as you are. Like, it's so inspiring to see you push on and have this attitude of like just doing your best. you know, and you're also right in that things have to be planned a bit more. And the truth is that we aren't islands. Right. Nobody can like live alone and do their own thing. We all need people eventually. And as a young, attractive woman, you know, at some point you're going to be looking for love. And I can just imagine what some of the effects are on, you know, on relationships. So what's that like? You know, what's it like when you find somebody that you just like, ooh, this could be nice. And, you know, what are some of the challenges that you experience in a new relationship?
You know, I've been told by guys that my walking will be a problem for them. Mm. Or, you know, that it's, yeah, that's, it's a bit difficult to talk about this part. I didn't realize how, like, how much easier it is to sit behind a screen and write about it.
Sure.
And actually talking about it is a whole different experience.
It really is. I mean, you know, Tracy, again, this is, it's, these are your experiences. This is, you know, it's your life. It's the things that you've experienced. And, you know, the purpose of such a platform is really not only to educate the audience about CP, but it's also to behave as a sort of testimony for other people that are experiencing similar things, you know, to not feel like they aren't allowed to fall in love and find people that they can connect with and live, you know, they shouldn't feel like shy, and they shouldn't feel like, well, those things are reserved for, not for me. That is not the truth. You are an example of that. And, you know, that I want you to be comfortable to speak about whatever you want to speak about, because, you know, this is what this platform is for.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I went on to Tinder. And I matched with a guy, and I chose not to tell him about my CP, because I felt that there's so much more to me than the way that I walk or move.
Sure.
And when he ultimately found out that I had CP, he cancelled the dates. Because I think it was the day that the date was meant to happen. Yeah. I told him, like, you know, this is the situation. And he came right out and said, I'm sorry, it won't work for me. And I thought, you know, if someone is going to judge me just based on that, then he's actually not worth it. I moved on very quickly, and
I think, you know what, like, that person saved you time, because clearly they aren't, they're not the right person for you, number one. Number two, there is a guy out there who is just ready to love you fully. He's just like waiting for you to find him. He's probably also looking for you, because I truly believe that, you know what, Tracy, you are more than just your CP. There are so many other elements to your personality. You have so many other characteristics that I think sometimes should take, you know, the credit and should be shining. You know, the CP element is just a part of who you are. It's one of the ingredients to your life. It's only one building block. And if a person can't look past that, then wish them adieu and you keep it moving. You know, I think that, you know, love is the answer to so many things, to so many problems. And everybody deserves love. Everybody came here through love, and you know, when we get here, it's what we yearn for the most as people. So, like that person, goodbye, sir.
Yeah, I definitely don't think he is as brave as I am. And, you know, but this is the world that I live in, and it is very ableist, and, you know, like when you look at magazines and TV, it's all about, you know, like the pretty girl is, you know, this like beauty standard that I know I will never live up to. And I think once we sort of break away from that beauty standard, you know, only then will we be able to see, you know, like you said, the other ingredients that make up who I am. But it's, I know it's a tall order to ask people to break away from that beauty standard.
But that's just how the world is. You know, sadly, it's going to take a while for people to see that really it's what's on the inside that matters, for lack of sounding cheesy. But that's the truth. You know, that is what it is. We look on the outside first, and then we make our judgments, and then we decide if we want to stick around or not. But Trace, I want to chat a little bit about your diet, because from what I understand about CP, a lot of what you experience, you know, has an effect, a direct effect on your ability to move, obviously your muscles, et cetera, et cetera. But how does your diet come into play, you know, with regards to just keeping up with it and not letting it, you know, get in the way of your daily life? What is that like?
Well, I have to, theoretically, I should be eating like lots of like green vegetables, fiber. I need to stay away from sugar, like carbs. So basically, it's, you know, it's very difficult because, you know, like eating broccoli and spinach and and it's boring. But in order for my body to function, I know that those are the foods that nurture my body and help it to work under very trying circumstances.
Yeah.
I mean, like, because of my crouched gait, my like stomach is compressed, which really is not conducive to a good digestive system.
I can imagine.
It's really difficult. I mean, I swing between like having diarrhea and constipation. I mean, to me, that like happy medium is, I'm constantly working towards that happy medium.
Sure.
It takes so much work. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. Food is a comfort. So when I'm struggling just like with life, I turn to food. And I'm not going to go and, you know, say, oh, okay, let's go and eat some spinach to make myself feel better. I'm going to go to all the good, like, sugary and carb.
Yummy, yeah.
Exactly. So it's, you know, on the one hand, I want, you know, all those delicious foods to help me feel better. But then on the other hand, it's like, I know I should not.
Yeah.
But, you know, over time, I have learned the skills to not, like, turn to food and lean on it as, you know, a way to make me feel better. So yeah. It's all a journey and a learning curve. Sure. And
yeah.
So to answer your question, yeah, my diet is hugely important, and it's also I can't I've got to be very mindful of my weight, because if I pick up too much weight, then it puts an added strain on my joints.
So,
you know, it's not only like, oh, you know, I want to be in shape and look good. It's actually a functional, there's a functional aspect to it.
Sure.
As well.
Yeah. Tracy, you know, I just want to say, firstly, thank you, you know, to be able to come onto the show today and just be this vulnerable about some of your experiences and truly what it's like from a day-to-day perspective to be in your shoes. I cannot stress enough how inspired I am by your spirit of go-getter and your spirit of, like, you know, living a full life. And I truly hope that the audience can also pick up on that. So two questions just to wrap up our first episode of our brand new show, Beyond the Barriers. The first thing is, Tracy, you know, what is your message to other people who are also struggling with cerebral palsy and they have let it define them and they don't know what to do in most cases, and they probably also suffer with other things as well, like anxiety and depression and all a range of things as a result of the CP. What is your message to them right now as we sit here and chat today on cliffcentral.com?
Find your passion. Whatever it is that brings you joy, makes you happy, and just, like, lights you up. I think focus on whatever that is and just work, try and incorporate your passion into your daily life. And I mean, they say, you know, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think that's really true. You know, I've lost my way.
We get it, though. We get it. So find what you love so that you'll never work a day in your life. Find the thing that lights you up. Is that pretty much what you're saying?
Yes. For me, I've always enjoyed writing, and to be able to share disability stories. I mean, when I write those stories, I get huge joy. And also, I think my message is, you know, don't be afraid to take risks.
So don't be afraid to take risks. Find your passion. you know, these are pretty much the things that I'm understanding you to be saying today. Yeah.
Think big, and
sure.
If your dreams don't scare you, then they're not big enough.
Yes, I love that one. I love that one. Tracy, before you go, for the audience that is listening, for somebody at home that's listening, and today is possibly the first time that they've ever heard of cerebral palsy, they are aware that maybe they should know more about it. How can we help? How can we make things easier? For people like you, for our friends who are suffering with cerebral palsy, how can we, who don't have enough information about it, how can we learn more about it, number one, and be more aware about it so that life isn't even more difficult? That's my final question.
I think with CP, it's very difficult because no two people with CP are the same. So the way I've described it to you during this conversation, it's unique to me. The next person could experience their CP totally differently. But I think the way to help people is that if you see someone struggling in public, like be it with their walking or just like, you know, going about their, what they need to do, I mean, my philosophy is never go up to them and say, like, are you okay? Do you need any help? Rather let them go about what they're doing, and if they need help, they'll ask. Because to me, there's nothing worse than being out in public and someone coming up to me and asking me if I'm okay and if I need any help, or you know, it sort of strips me of my independence.
Sure.
So, you know, if they need help, they will ask. And I am aware that people do find it difficult to ask for help. Which can also put a spanner in the works. But I'm very big on, like, not condescending people.
100%.
When you go up to someone and say, oh, do you need help? I find it condescending. And
There's a way to do it. There's definitely a way to go about it. You know, that isn't, like you say, condescending, and that doesn't essentially strip you of that independence. And, you know, that's also why these kinds of conversations need to happen, so that we know what is the best way to go about it. And, you know, if we want the world to be a better place, we'll just be more aware, we'll be more self-aware, we'll be more socially aware, and we'll start to really consider that not everybody is, you know, is like you. And I hope that after listening to this episode, you'll get a little bit of a taste of, you know, what it's like to live life with a disability, just by hearing Tracy's stories and just by kind of understanding her mindset and the daily things that she needs to deal with. I hope that you will leave having heard this and then say to yourself, sure, I need to be more aware of the people around me and the difficulties that some people experience, and just be more humble, you know, and learn something. You know, Tracy, thank you for taking the time to speak with us today. You know, we wish you all the best here at Cliff Central. You know, we, again, Love the way that you don't allow your CP to define you. You know, if you go through something a little bit difficult today, it doesn't mean it's going to be as difficult tomorrow. You have the ability to push on and truck on. So thank you for making the time to chill with us here on our very first episode of Beyond the Barriers. And hopefully we will be chatting to you soon. Cliffcentral.com.